With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello and welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, your destination for in-depth discussion and analysis of the Premier League and the Champions League. I'm Robbie Musto. He's Robbie Earle. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a special one, my friend.
We're at the Etihad.
We're at the Etihad, just recording this after the game. Of course, Manchester City 2, Liverpool 2. And that's what we're going to focus on in this particular pod, Rob. Give us some big picture thoughts before we get into the into the match.
Big picture thoughts, Rob. Of the game before we get into things was, I've been in the UK for a couple of weeks. Saw some family, saw some friends, and then obviously got ready for the weekend of matches. Everybody I've spoke to, everybody has asked me about the game. What do you think about City and Liverpool? It's gripped the nation, and it feels like it was almost going back in times to remember the Manchester United Arsenal days when it was Wenger and Sir Alex, and then their Manchester United Chelsea when it was Ferguson versus Jose. It's almost as though people are feeling we've got a real rivalry of two top teams going toe-to-toe at the top of the table, and these big games kind of matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different in the UK, isn't it? Football is the sport by a massive margin. So that feeling is not just locally. That feeling is all around the country leading up to this game. So we're all looking forward to it. We've had a brilliant weekend here doing commentary at Newcastle United at Villa Park to watch that game against Spurs. Was great. But this was the main kind of main course, if you like.
Absolutely.
And just thinking right from the top, Rob, about the lineups. Anything surprise you in what they did?
Gabriel Jesus was the surprise name in the Manchester City team that we believed he'd play on the right-hand side of the field. It was his first Premier League start since New Year's Day. So that was how much either trust or confidence or belief Pep Guardiola put in Jesus to start on that right-hand side. And he talked about sort of after the pre-match game and then when we saw him, about responsibility that he gave Jesus, that he'll do sort of both sides of the job, I think, going up against Andrew Robertson.
I'll tell you what, you know, we of course, we try and predict the lineups of City in big games in Champions League and in the Premier League. I got to say, I think we've got them wrong every time. everything Pep, we thought today, Pep's we thought Foden would be false nine, it wasn't. It was Sterling as a proper nine, really. Yeah. Kevin De Bruyne was very close. So it's almost like a 4-4-1-1, by the way. A very different City. We know he likes to tweak it. He definitely tweaked the game today.
Based on,
and Jesus, maybe that's why he played Jesus, a player that's going to get up and down when he has to.
Any surprises from Liverpool's point of view? Was Jota starting instead of Firmino?
Well, it wasn't a surprise for me, but
for some people, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been shocked if it had been Firmino. I think there was I think he came and had a big impact in the Champions League recently, where it's like, you know what, Firmino, he still needs to be in this team. But it was confirmation to me, I think probably everybody watching this, that Jota is the nine now. He's the player that's going to be first on the team sheet in that position in the big games. That's what we've seen. You know, there'll be rotations in other competitions, Rob, of course, and that you're not going to not see Firmino at all. But it was a big call today, and he got the nod.
I thought, Rob, the first 15 minutes was like wow factor. The game was played with such pace, with such intensity. I thought City started the game particularly well. Controlled possession, worked the ball from wide. Cancelo was starting to operate on one side. Jesus was causing problems on the other. And I thought Liverpool started the game almost a little nervously, if I say.
Well, I said it on our show at halftime, Rob. I thought they played into City's pressure too much first half. And we were sat right here. We watched them trying to play out. The City are like, we kind of like this.
They press.
So Liverpool were kind of pinned in a lot of the times. When they did get forward, you know, they looked like scoring a lot. And the other part of it, I think we both noticed, was the balls in behind. I mean, we've talked about that before. Yeah. And listen, their defensive record is not awful, but it's where they can be a little bit vulnerable. Mm. And City could have scored another one or two. They got Jesus in on this side with a ball in behind. Very early on, De Bruyne slides it across, wasn't it? Again, same thing. Jesus crosses for Sterling, who should have scored.
Yeah.
So That was fixed, though. And that's what I did ask Jurgen Klopp about it. Like, he said something at halftime, because we didn't see it in that second half. No. It was different. A no. little bit longer balls out the back. Take that pressure part out of it.
Yeah.
And then I thought we saw a very even second half, Rob. You attack for a bit.
Yeah.
You attack for a little bit. Super, super tight. And a real, I don't know, confirmation that these two teams are pretty damn good. There's nothing between them.
They are so far ahead of the chasing pack, it's incredible. Their rivalry is a modern rivalry now between two teams, two managers, two sets of supporters that's real, that's big, that's obviously in the northwest of the country. Both were pushing each other to a level where they both need to improve, they both need to keep their standards, because if anybody drops between now and the end of the season, Rob, one lost game could lose you the title.
Yeah,
I thought the neutral was the winner today. Not a Liverpool fan or a Man City fan, but the neutral who wants this to go all the way down to the last game of the season.
And we're a couple of neutrals, right? So I'll say what I think first. I still, on reflection of that game now, we've had a few minutes to kind of... When you look back at the highlights and stuff like that, it feels like Man City should have won it.
Today.
A couple of opportunities.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe they should have scored more in the first half.
Yeah.
Riyad Mahrez from the brilliant De Bruyne pass there. He's basically through Rob.
Yeah.
And he got caught on his feet a little bit and he couldn't manage to score. Will City be a little frustrated they didn't take all 3 points?
I think so. I think we had Pep at the desk, didn't we, a little bit earlier.
He was in
brilliant form, as relaxed as I've seen him, which I think is a sign of he's comfortable with what he's doing in his team, etc. But he just said, it was a little bit of us, we could have put them away today. And so that will hurt. But from Liverpool's point of view, I think that's a point gained. He keeps it running. They didn't lose. They're very much still in with the shout. From City's point of view, it just means... Listen, they've generally been perfect when they've gone on the run into titles. They've generally finished the business
off. And
they've
managed the Champions League, Rob, because if there's one thing that you've got to think is that those quarterfinals, semi-finals of the Champions League and then going into important Premier League matches, that's so difficult, because we know how competitive the league is, to keep winning. Because you can't afford to draw. Because draw's like a loss with these two right now. So that's where it's going to come down, isn't it? It's going to come down to one of these teams following a difficult Champions League game is going to find it difficult somewhere and drop points, and the other one probably isn't, and that could prove it.
Both have got depth of squad now.
Yeah, they
certainly
have.
Liverpool and Manchester City.
Yeah.
It was interesting that the Jurgen Klopp again when he was talking to us today, and it was something that I was thinking about before the game, that Liverpool can win games now in different ways. It used to be like the intensity, the manic, but you talked about controlling football games more and having the tactic to be able to do it in
the
a
way
bit
they
different.
Build up.
Is that something that could put them in better stead? Because it used to be like that intensity
heavy
wasn't
metal.
There. It was heavy metal.
It's not heavy metal now, is it?
No.
I mean, it's far off, but it's a little bit more sophisticated than heavy
metal.
I think the Pep said that in his presser. Like, Liverpool aren't... They used to be so flat out. They're not now. There's more thought into their build-up play, which I think we saw at times, particularly in the second half when they got out of the rut of trying to play out. Just back on those two, and we had a brief chat about it after the game.
Yeah.
We saw them here cuddling, hugging.
We saw
press conferences. No, he's the best coach in the world.
Yeah.
Do we secretly wish it was a bit more of an edge to it, Rob? Come on, like a Jose and a... Or Fergie.
I think when they're standing in the touchline, which is just down from us there, and they're facing each other, I think there's a bit of an edge then. I think they're both winners, Rob. I don't think you manage clubs and players and make decisions like you and just be nice guys. I think the nice guys is a bit like appreciation of what we're both doing. But I think when you get down there and it matters, both of these will do anything that's required to make sure that their team wins the title.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Seeing them in the flesh. We talked about it. We've talked about these two sides. And it's so great, by the way, to be here and to see them, witness them.
Yeah.
Anything surprise you about it, Rob, in terms of their standing in the Premier League or in European football as being the potentially the two outstanding
teams.
Sides? Yeah, I mean, justified in that after seeing them play today?
Yes. Was interested a little bit, especially in the first half, how Liverpool will continue to play a high line. And Jurgen Klopp's talked about it. Now, there are times where I feel it feels risky to me, as though when you've got good players like Bernardo Silva, Kevin De Bruyne, Cancelo, with their head up, looking for forward passes.
Yeah, in the midfield area.
In that midfield area. That worries me a little bit.
It was a simple option.
Yeah.
Like, because they got the two wide players who are making these brilliant runs against the fullback.
Jurgen Klopp was saying that that's the profile that he wants for his team. It isn't like they're going to go away from it. I think he's...
It's a calculated...
Yeah.
Risk or a gamble.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, we've got to say, the other side of that, when you do play a high line, is that you can press a little bit more.
Correct.
And you don't want to sit back and get deeper and deeper. So I understand the importance of that. But, I mean, first half, I mean, there was a problem, wasn't
there?
There
was a problem.
They got in behind quite a few. But again, fixed it at half time. We didn't see that issue in the second half at all.
Just one player who I kept my eye on, Mo Salah today, Rob. Mm. What did you think of his performance demeanor a little bit?
Well, it's the same as the last two or three weeks. Is it a little longer than that?
Do you think this is contract? Think is him just a little bit of form? Is this maybe African Cup of Nations, not playing in the World Cup?
Difficult to know.
All of the above. But it was interesting that Jurgen Klopp made a point, and Tim Howard picked up on it, about, you know, the tactics and setting things up, but these players are human beings. And sometimes as a human being, you're down on yourself, things aren't going right. Mm. Could Mo Salah be just going through one of those piers at probably the wrong time of the season for Liverpool?
Yeah, I did think today that he was going to do something because he hasn't been playing well. And there was a little bit of talk, by the way, that he could leave him out, given the options he's got with Luis Diaz, of course, a wide player that's scoring goals in great form. I think it was a right call, even though, he didn't play particularly well. You've still got the player. You don't want to. I don't think it's the right time to sit him on the bench. No. And I know the options they've got. But, yeah, he was... He just couldn't get into the game.
He didn't
do the stuff that you normally expect. He got taken the ball off him a couple of times. He just looks a little down on himself at the moment. You know, thankfully for Liverpool, there's other areas of the field, other players that can step up, and Mane scores and, played well. But it will be a slight cause of concern. A little bit more news this week that apparently it's a little closer.
The contract.
To staying on.
Yeah.
You know, Liverpool talk about a 4-year contract instead of a 3-year contract. Been a little bit less money, but a longer period of time. I still think he's going to stay. I still think he'll sign a contract and stay.
Okay, my friend, a cold beer is awaiting us, so let's get down to brass tacks. After today, after the performance, after the 1-1 draw, who's more likely to win the title?
Well, I'm going to just go by what I saw today. We've seen them forever this season and previous seasons. Right now, I still feel that Man City are a bit better. They're a bit better. There's a few more players that can produce good moments. De Bruyne is important to this, Rob. He is in brilliant form. That's 4 goals in his last 4 in all competitions.
Yeah.
He's in brilliant form, hungry to succeed. You know, I think City will just have enough. But, I mean, listen, it's really tight. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, I picked City at the beginning of the season and I've sort of stayed with them. And I always, you know, the saying is City's football will find a way. I think today we've seen a game they can create enough chances, they can get players in. Yes, they haven't got a main striker and Harry Kane didn't come in the football club, but it has an effect. Well, they're 7 goals less than Liverpool, and they've continued to make as many chances as Liverpool today. So, no, I'm going City. I'm going Pep to do it. But, listen... By any means, if they fall down. Yeah. So that was a title race, my friend. We had another big race this weekend. It was the race of the goalkeeper and the outfield player.
I was surprised. Big Tim wanted to race me.
Big Tim was favourite, I have to say.
He's got Deckard on me. He trains like a beast every single week. But the little...
Pushback Sportsbook had Tim Howard is way favourite.
You got the American
you were
power.
Like 8-1.
You got the big Ford Mustang muscle car. Look at that. The little Mini Cooper. Accelerates away. Quick feet. Tim just left. He slipped. You've got too much power. Too much power in them legs. He slips. And little Musto just over the line with distance to spare.
Two Robbies again, my friend. Time for a beer. Listen, it was on as even in the big game at the weekend as both these teams continue to push each other towards the title. We'll be back midweek for our podcast when we'll look back at the English teams who play in the Champions League quarterfinal this week. But for now, I'm Earl, he's Musty, together with the two Robbies. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.